So Wrangell undefeated in 2A Southeast. They were as strong as they were advertised.
Yeah, they played pretty well this weekend. They're the number two ranked team in the state, and they really they showed why they played very well this weekend.
What did you see out of your team in the two games?
I thought I saw some good things defensively, especially at times, and then some good things offensively. For us, the key will be trying to put it together for 32 minutes, you know, against a long athletic team like that. So it was good for us to see all of that now, so we know things that we need to work on over the next few weeks.
They were able to hold you down in scoring pretty well both nights, huh?
Yeah, they are. They're long, they're athletic, and very experienced as a group of kids that have been together for 3-4 years. So they played well this weekend.
Individually, you see any bright spots for your team?
I just thought overall that we saw at different times different players doing good things. I thought that we were aggressive and we competed with them over the course of the weekend. So there was good things that came out of it. But for us, we're going to talk a lot about putting it together for 32 minutes and how you do things like that against good teams.
Oh. You're halfway through the 2A Southeast schedule, and now you turn around and do the second half. What are your thoughts about the second half of the Southeast season?
I'm excited. This is a tough part of our schedule. We go from the number two ranked team in the state to the number four ranked team in the state. Metlakatla is very good also, but saw some encouraging things this weekend. I thought we rebounded the ball a little bit better than we have been. We did a nice job taking care of the basketball against their press. All of those things. We're going to need to shoot the basketball a little bit better than we did and just take care of everything as a whole this weekend, because Metlakatla is going to be very good too.
On Friday, long day of travel, and first quarter it took us a little bit of time to get into the ball game. I think just opening game, long day. So we were behind 7-11 at the end of the first quarter. And then somewhere in the second quarter, we really started to get into a nice rhythm on the offensive end. And then from there, I thought we played really well, moved the ball well. Wrangell's half-court defense is always strong. They play an aggressive 2-3 zone. And if I remember right, in the third quarter, they cut it down to a 2-point game, I believe. And then we went on a huge run from there and ended up winning by 20. Pretty key moment there. I think we were up by 6 or 8, and we were up 8 is what it was, and then they scored 3 times in a row, and I didn't call the timeout. I let it go, and our guys adjusted on the court, and then, like I said, went on a big run, and then we turned around, and we were up by 20.
So you were just confident that team could turn it around, that momentum? Or
I was, and we had been in this spot a few times earlier this year, and I think on the road, especially in Wrangell, I thought it was a good test. In a sense, I asked him after the game how many of them thought I was going to call a timeout, and everybody raised their hand. And we talked about why we didn't, and the fact that what we needed to do was just play defense at that time. Wrangell was getting too easy looks at the basket, and this was in the third quarter. Come out after halftime, and we just made a little bit of an adjustment in our aggressiveness on the defensive end, and then just took off from there. So we had been there before, thought it was a good time. I would have, one more basket, I think I would have called a timeout. But again, a good learning experience for us. And then we really moved the ball well. Our feet were moving, the ball was moving. We got great looks at the basket. And Loudon and Brennan both were very strong on the offensive end. Brennan got out in the open court, played well, and then Loudon made some big-time shots for us. And lots of good emotion on the court, good positive stuff.
How did Saturday compare?
Well, then Saturday we had a good start to the game. We were up 18-11 at the end of the first quarter. And again, continuing getting out in transition and moving the basketball and hitting open shots. And then from that point, Wrangell really took control of the ball game. They were the aggressor on both ends. They were playing better on the offensive end and started making some big shots. Hit a 3 to go up 1 point at the end of the second quarter, and then really carry that momentum into the second half. We had our opportunities. In the third quarter, we had a 2-point lead. Going into the fourth, we were up 38-36. So third quarter, we were able to get back into it. But then in the fourth quarter, it was back and forth, back and forth. And that's hard to do on the road. And then about halfway through the fourth quarter, Wrangell really grabbed a hold of it. And we had a couple of mistakes, and they got out in transition, made a 3. and we weren't able to close the gap.
All right, so you're halfway through the 2A Southeast schedule, and it's starting up with the second half here, and back at it with Metlakatla again.
Yeah, number one rated team in the state. I mean, they're undefeated in our conference, but they are last poll I looked at from the coach's side was they were rated number one. So, yeah, we're going to have to play well both nights and play 32 minutes each game to be successful. They're good. They're big and athletic, and, you know, they got a lot of experience on their side. But we hope to play our best and see what happens, especially this time of year, see what we've improved on. We had two close ball games down there. I think we lost by 5 and 8. So we'll get a chance to see how much we've improved and also how much they've improved on their end.